Was Pesach sind ein Tafelam und Dalle, Sid Beis.
Acher Bedika, Miyad Belayla Yevet Lenu. After Bedika at night, immediately, you should be involved with the Yoimer. You shall say, Kochamir, the Easter Beshusi, the Lochaz Easter, the Lobbyarti, the bottom of the Bekafa Dara. Any chometz that's in my rishus that I did not see and that I did not get rid of should be bottled and be like dust. You have to say the bittul in the language you understand, which is why it was made in Aramaic in the first place, because that was a spoken language. So if you don't understand Aramaic, you have to say it in English or Ivrit or whatever you speak. So, kol chamira. Yeah, but lashon kodesh, he really means lashon targum. It really means Aramaic. Mishabur points that out. So, kol chamira includes chametz and soar. Although v'shal the shyness, but if you're going to say it in a different language, tzarich la'zkir kol chamira b'fnei atzmo. But you can't just say chametz; you have to say chametz and soar. It's good to be mevatled again the next day at Shas Abir, which is the end of the fifth hour. Because once the sixth hour starts, it becomes usher, at least midar bon. And it can't be mevatled anymore, like the Gemara says. And therefore, like we were saying before, just in case some of the chametz you were not mevatel the night before got misplaced, you make another bittul. The end mevatel b'yoyim and la'achar shesarif for chametz, the lekai mitzvah sarif for chametz shaloi. Right, and you don't want to be mevatel until you burn the chametz because you want to make the mitzvah sarif on chametz that's yours, not a chametz that's hefker. That's why, really, I guess you shouldn't just throw in the fire and then say bittul right away because it could be it's not burned yet. Especially if you wrap it in tinfoil, like some people do, then it never burns. You know what I'm saying? Wait for it to burn and then say the bittul.
I suppose you don't say it. Like, I always wonder, like, you do the bittul at night, you don't exclude the chametz that you're going to burn.
You do.
You don't say it.
It's not included. I'm saying you don't include it. You don't need to exclude it because you don't include it. The bittul goes only on chametz. The lashon is that I don't know about. Chametz that you're leaving over to burn, you do know about. So it's never included in the bittul at night. Exactly. For that reason. Exactly for that reason. Because what they're most saying, that...
When you say, no, the lashon at night is the same.
Everything. The marishus, not marishus.
No, the lashon at night is only what you... No, only what you don't know. No. At night is only what you don't know about it.
Same exactly.
No, look in the mechav. What? No, absolutely not. Name. No. The night one. Yeah, look at the mechaber. Look at the lashon of the mechaber at the beginning of the sif. The night one is kol chamir diyisa bereshusi davgo de lo chazisei de lo biarte. The bottle meaning davgo de lo chazisei davgo, but I don't know about. In the morning you say the chazisei u de lo chazisei. Then you make it all inclusive. But Dafka at night, you don't make it all inclusive for this very reason. Like they're most saying, because you don't want to be mevatel yet at night. You want to do straight on it. Yeah. Or in some cases, you want to eat breakfast with it. I don't know if anybody does that anymore. You know, eats actually, you know. But, yeah, that's what he's saying. Maybe the Mishabur will speak it out. We'll see. Then it says in Gimel, that's Gimel. That's the Gimel. Ubebitter Hayoim, the one of the day, Yoimar, Dechazise Udolo Chazise, that's of Kimmel. The Beati Udolo Beati, then it's already all inclusive, right? Exactly. Mishnah Brida, Miyar Balali, Velenu Atam, who? The reason we do Bittel, who knows? Tava Gav, the Midrash, 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 Sagi, even though Bidik is enough Midrash, so Dimina Torah Sagi Bechaman, Oibibir, Oibibittel, Midrash could do one or the other. Because Ooh. And because even if there's chametz left in the house, he's not over on it because he didn't know about it. That's the toys at the beginning of the second perek. At least once you do bedika, you're not over anymore. And once you do bitzah, you're not over anymore. Since you checked well, he did everything he had to do, he's not over. That's the Gemara. Baba Midbeis. She'edin of Telus Mat Small Kamoi Peirurin. It's not bottle me'elov like Peirurin. Maybe he'll find it on Yom Tov and save it a little bit before he burns it, right? Like Rashi says over there. Right, but that's the Gemara. V'dait oyalov. And be over by Rava. I mean, Elenu shuvin away bechol kavni by Rava. That we have to love delayu. But if he does bittul, then he covers himself. That he won't be over anyway. The law, as he said, law biyate. Aval mashe Rava biyer ainu mevatel achshav. But at night, he's not being mevatel what he knows about and what he's going to burn. Why? Because first of all, you might eat more of it tomorrow, so it's not a real bittul if you're planning on eating it. And second, it's not right. It's not offer if you're planning on eating it for breakfast. And second of all, gam kedei l'kayim mitzvah sveiva b'chametz shloi l'macher, like their must said. V'kach inu v'atro kol ad l'macher acher achilav acher shesor v'chametz. Then you make a bittul on everything. You just have to be careful to say the bittul before shashishis begins. Levi kafir da'ar v'nochon shiyoyimar v'levi hefka kafir da'ar. You should say, it should be a hefka like kafir da'ar. This works, even though normally for Tosfos discusses this. Normally for Ilchus Hefker, it has to be in front of a bezin of three. And over here, we know it's not; it's different halachas, but the Belev Sagi over here, and like we learned the sugya. The Loshon Shemayvin, you have to do it. Shari Bittul Mitaris Hefker. Any Yodaya, if he doesn't know what he's saying, Ma'ani Bittul. What you can't be mafker something if you don't mean it. And if you don't know what the words mean, then you don't mean it. So therefore you should tell them to say it in a language that they understand. Okay? So now he already said it, and he didn't know. He just thought he was supposed to say it. He didn't know he was supposed to say it in a language that you understand. So then it depends. So even though he can't translate it word for word to you, he knows that what he just said was I'm out of my chavetz. If he knows that much, then it's already good b'di'evin, even though he can't really translate it. But if he didn't understand it at all, and he thought it was just some like thing you say when you burn the chametz, like yeah. So then lo yotza filu b'di'evit. He's not yotza at all because he had no clue what he was saying. B'loshem hakodesh lav dafka over it's lomer b'loshem targim k'mosh anu oimrin right in Aramaic. The toiv lachs of the batloi the next day. Levishvagin l'knoyis pas b'yom yidal the meichel. Nowadays, I don't know if that's so regular to go and eat bread in the morning if you doubt.
We say it in
Aramaic. The gam b'pas, but if you don't understand Aramaic, you have to say it in English. The gam b'pas sheshir b'layil machololoi nuskav and levatloi, and what he left over the night before, he wasn't mevatol. You have him keeping levatloi like choiz v'zoichaboy, and even if he was keeping mevatol the night before, it won't help because he's choiz v'zoichaboy. He's keeping it. Maybe he missed some chametz that he was not mevatel the night before, and it'll be over. Therefore, he makes a new bittul by day. But don't be smart and say, well, if the one by the day is all encompassing, I'll just wait and do that one. Because there, what if you wait enough few extra minutes and you end up going to Shashishis and it's too late to do bittul? So at least have the one from the night to cover you to a certain degree. So you should do both. But don't do it until you burn it. So you got to burn it before the sixth hour. It's interesting. The Mishabu is mashma that if not for the fact that you have to do bittul, you could really burn it later. You could really burn it in the afternoon or after shashishis at least. The Shabu is saying the reason we dafka burn it before shashishis is because we have to get a bittul in. But if you didn't have to get a bittul in, that's what he's mashma. The imkain is mashma that way. But it's a little interesting because we learned Shittas Rashi that there's a bayirah already on Erev Pesach. Unless there's no bayirah already shashishis. That's only at chatzos, not at shashishis. What? No, the imkin tzorich lisra of kodim shashishis is mashma in order to the bittul.
I thought it's just don't wait till the very last minute because otherwise you lose it. I don't know if you can do it past that.
But he's going on the divrei matzko of bittul.
I know.
So what is he bringing out? What does he want? Don't wait. Why? Why? Why not to wait? Because you might miss the bittul.
Right. Don't wait till the very end.
Oh, why? Don't wait till the last second before shashisha starts. Why? Because once shashisha starts, you can't do bittul.
No, I see. Even if you have, you still have that. There's a deadline of the shashisha for sreifa as well. But don't wait to that deadline. Push it up even more because otherwise you lose the bittul also.
Okay, fine. Could be. Okay, but bittur yom yom chazisay. The bittur yom inner el mishum hanishar. The bittur yom is for whatever's left over. So therefore, you say you include even what you do know about in the bittur of the yom. Okay, I wrapped the dal. That'd be.